Did you have to reopen any of those contracts in order to reach where you are now?
What we did was we worked very well with the bargaining units. Every one of the contracts were expired, you know, due to the furloughs and not knowing where the next dollar was coming from, because state aid has dramatically dropped off. Jackson Township is hammered with unfunded mandates. These are things that, you know, we're juggling bowling balls. We're not juggling, you know, the lighter objects. These are heavy, burdensome items that, you know, now with the reintroduction of COA, that it was overturned by the courts. You know, Jackson Township is, the second highest obligation in the state. And that's the Council on Affordable Housing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another one, you know, we're going to be balancing. You know, we're in the Pinelands. We have C1 corridors. You have your DEP regulations. You have COA. You know, the school funding system, the way, you know, municipalities like Jackson, Brick, how we, you know, we're paying lion's shares like a lot of other municipalities, but we don't get that money back to offset our school costs. But we're paying into cities in, the inner cities, and they're getting funded through what's known as, if it's still Abbott District, I think they changed the wording of it. Jackson Township's paying a lion's share of this. That's why school taxes are the way they are.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very delicate balancing act that we're trying to uphold. And again, we've had some good people work with us on it.
Now, Jackson is largely residential. You have, of course, the theme park, and you have the Jackson Outlets. And after that, the list gets short, and there's a massive amount of land. I think you're the third largest.
We are the third largest geographic municipality.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what do you do to attract industry, commerce, into the township and take some of the onus off of the homeowners who are basically after the theme park and the outlets, your stock and trade?
Well, Jackson Township naturally is agricultural. It was, we had a lot of horse farms, chicken farms, and that type has stayed that way. And eventually it's going to catch up to you, which it did. The housing market busted. So upon Lieutenant Guardano becoming the head of economic development for the state, I reached out to her last March of 2011, and I asked her if she would entertain us and come into Jackson. I want to have a business economic summit, which I did successfully of June of 2011, and Great Adventure was kind enough to host it. From that, we've moved on to bigger and better things in the way of economic development. We're showcasing Jackson now in a way, and its uniqueness with the 195 corridor. And by doing so, the state was so enamored by it. They were just happy to do it. NJIT is now, they're forming a six-room accommodation, overnight accommodations, in the Great Adventure, 195 area. And they're looking at that, and that is going to be the centerpiece that's going to bring in everything from restaurants to hopefully corporate parks. We're going to market Jackson in a way that's different than a lot of other townships. And the reason being is we have three exits on 195. And that takes the commercial aspect out of the residential neighborhoods, which means we're not going to have trailers making deliveries to that. I mean, I've looked at everything, and the DCA came down, handed it over, and NJIT is working with it. They're going to mass produce and develop a program for Jackson to use. And it's all fallen into place because now today in America, called Jackson Township. And they want to highlight Jackson as one of the best places to live, work, and play. And they were so interested in what I was doing that they thought it would be good. And that's hosted by Terry Bradshaw.
Mm-hmm.
And that's 19 airings, 20 airings, actually. CNN, Fox Business News will air it. And we can pretty much showcase Jackson on exactly all the amenities that we have. And believe me, I didn't pull any punches with him. I told him I have no problem bringing a pro sports team here. Easy on, easy off. I'm going to have a nice hotel here, hopefully, one day, and you're going to be able to do what you have to do. But what it does, it brings jobs. It brings commerce. It brings stability to, what people have lost sight of. Everybody's worried where the next dollar's coming in. Why not work where you live? Why not spend the money where you live? Why can't we have nice restaurants and nothing away from our neighboring towns? There's plenty for everyone. But it gives that student a chance to go to school and work close to home and keep them off the roads where they have to travel an hour to go to work or somewhat. It makes that senior who needs medical care, stay local, stay in town. We have Meridian Health is building a very large complex. So all these things are all coming into play. And it's taken, naturally, it's taken its time. Some people say, well, it's taken too much time. But look at the economy. The banks are not lending money. It's hard. It's real hard to have somebody say, I'm going to invest in a place that's not a well-known municipality. But Jackson, if you drop the pin, is almost dead center between New York and Philadelphia. Why not here? Look at what we have. I've seen what's in other towns, and I admire them for what they have. We're unique. Easy on, easy off. Put your business here. You can be wherever you want to be. And if you really get bored, you can always take 195 and head to the shore. You go grab yourself a cheesesteak. I mean, we're going to put all of that out there. And, you know, thank you to the DCA for allowing us to be part of the growth. Because it's, again, it's state revenue. It's county revenue. It's municipality revenue. Jackson Township has this to offer. Come look at what we have. And I think it's going to showcase nicely. I think it's all coming into play nicely. Now, all we need is those banks to just loosen up some of those, some lending bags, and we can get going.
Well, what are you going to do? You going to come back here after you've talked to Terry Bradshaw or what?
Well, I don't know if I'm going to get the chance to speak to Terry Bradshaw. I'd like him to interview the people of the community.
Going to be able to get that head in the door, right?
No.
Okay.
No, not me.
Take your sunglasses off, then.
I do. I'll tell you, it's an honor to represent a township like that. They've been through so much, and we've seen it. We've seen it more from a quiet little sleepy town to a beautiful, caring town. And when you see these people come out, especially when the troops are there, you know, for Wounded Warriors, you'll see what I'm talking
really
about.
Really gives you perspective. Jackson Mayor Michael Rena is our guest. We have a few more minutes with him, and we're going to just go over a couple of final things about your town versus other towns. And we're going to do that right after this.
Now, back to Open Forum on 1160 WOBM AM.
And we're here at WOBMAM.com if you're on the web with us. And our number here is 732-364-5830. Final few minutes with Jackson Mayor Mike Rena. And before we finished it out, we were talking about Jackson, the big town, versus Jackson, the small town. Probably nowhere is that small town evocative more than it is in that skate park. It's not a giant thing, but it is very dear to people in Jackson. It's very dear to you. It's had its share of troubles. What is the current situation with that skate park? Is it ready for reopening?
Right now, we're finalizing everything with Spohn Ranch, who is the owner of who we did business with. But when you get a third-party subcontractor, that's where we ran into some issues. Unfortunately, it took way too long to get this to where we are right now, which is they've actually hired people, engineering firm, to come in, take a look at the deficiencies, which were no fault of Spohn Ranch. They're the leaders in skate park building and design. Me personally, the skate park is something that's needed. I mean, these kids love it, just like you said. The families love it. It's a great place for the kids to go, and it's been closed. It'll be going on 2 years, which is really a sin. We're hoping that everything works out and the deficiencies and the safety issue is now no longer an issue, because that's what it was. The deficiencies became a safety issue, and the last thing we wanted was anybody to get hurt. We're looking hopefully at June. By summer, the skate park should be fully operational and open once again.
Mayor Rena, you've taken with regard to city finances and managing that giant monster, you've taken a different route than some of your confreres in other towns. You went to a reduced operating time. You went to furloughs. You went to layoffs. In Tom's River, they took a different tack. They went and reopened contracts. This year, Paul Shives, the administrator, what he said was, we have very few more rabbits in the hat. Mayor Acropolis raised the 25%, that property tax, by referendum, which was largely pointed toward police, but also included the DPW, tried to rescind that. by popular demand, by taking apart the DPW, that's now off the table, but there is no resolution. When you look at those situations, there's obviously no easy way to go through this. Do you think you did the best thing for Jackson?
What I did was, I have to give credit to my staff. My department heads, division heads, were all tasked on cost-saving measures. Their goals and objectives, they had to define. So what we did was, it wasn't my decision exclusively. What I did was, that round table came into effect. And we have these department head meetings, division head meetings, twice a month. We look at what other towns do, but it's not the end. It doesn't stop there. It's just like what we do in emergency management. It's constantly evolving. You cannot set it for one point in time. You know, that snapshot approach, the Band-Aid does not work. So it has to evolve. You have to move with how it's going. And I would never take shots at other towns. They're altogether different. I mean, they have different tax structures. They have different revenues. They have, you know, we can't touch that. Their demographics are totally different. I mean, Jackson's 100 square miles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to go from a mobile home park to a gated community to, the more expensive homes back into another mobile home park. So we're constantly looking at how the neighborhoods change. We're looking at what the services need to be provided to. And what we do is we get a culmination of everyone that we speak to, and they helped us put this budget together. And that's how the decision came final.
Jackson Mayor Michael Rena, thanks for joining us. John O'Rourke, Fairtex, New Jersey, thanks for joining us tonight. WOBM's Open Forum is a presentation of Town Square Media's New Jersey Shore News Bureau, which is solely responsible for its content. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the management or staff of Town Square Media. Our audio production specialist is Paul Soretti. If you missed any part of tonight's program and want to hear it again, visit WOBMAM.com. And if you'd like to suggest topics or guests, send your ideas to WOBM News at WOBM.com. Thank you and good night.